Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herden phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Karen. Is Clyde at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good. He's still feeling better?
Yep.
That's great. Nice. No avocados.
Yeah. Or any fat.
All right.
Who's leading the call this morning?
Mary Lou.
Oh, good.
We're having a movie.
Really?
Yeah. Get on line. I'll have to hold this mic so people can hear it. Maybe the sound will be on everybody's computer. But some aren't on the computer. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to turn it up pretty loud, maybe.
Well, that will be interesting.
Anybody else on the call with us?
Monty's here.
Good morning, Monty.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm well and honoring. Not much.
So nice and sunshiny.
Yeah.
Boy, it seems like that sun is getting so far to the north, I bet you can't even see it down there in Olympia.
Got that right.
Just think how it must be in California. Probably dark. Maybe that's Margaret.
Yes, good morning, Ruth. Hey, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Well, I'm studying my Spanish. I studied my Spanish. I have 158 Spanish lessons, and I've started studying them earlier this year, and so right now I'm doing them over again, reviewing, and I had Spanish in high school, so I don't have too much problem with the pronunciation. In some words I have to work on. And since I did them before, I've kind of got the order pretty much right. But I have so much to learn, and I figured out if I have 158 lessons and I want to have it done before Christmas, I have to do, it would take me 5 months to finish that one book, and I have two books. I'm going to have to be doing a lesson in the morning and a lesson at night. I don't know if I can. Sometimes I can do that, but if
that
I can do it right now, I can do one lesson in a half an hour.
Oh, you can.
Ruth, what are you learning Spanish for?
I think we have to go help somebody get their family going in Panama. We're planning to go in January.
What do you mean, get their family going?
Well, our pilot downline New Silver up in Alaska, his wife is Panamanian, or I guess that's how you would say it. She's from Panama, and her family is all down in Panama. So they're going down for Christmas and staying, I think, a month, and we're going to go right after that, after Christmas.
Wow.
So we'll be down there at the same time as they are. And
that'll be nice.
Yeah, so I want to be able to speak some Spanish. Tell what they're saying, at least.
That'll be an adventure.
Buenos dias, señorita.
Buenos dias to you. I mean, buenos dias, señora.
Señora.
Oh, okay.
Well, señora.
Oh, well, let me see. Who all is, this is Mary Lou. Good morning. That sounds exciting, Ruth, going to Panama.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And I know Dennis is excited about it. He wanted to go to Panama anyway. Imagine that. He wants to go everywhere.
Okay. Do we have any new people on here today? Is everybody on this call already seen the little video that Ruth showed 2 weeks ago about Alzheimer's?
As soon as I saw it, the beginning of it, I remembered it. I was picturing this lady instead of picturing the guy.
Uh-huh. Well, it's kind of confusing because I've been pretty excited about the possibilities of the coconut oil. And you guys laugh at me because I swish every single morning, but I think I sent you, Ruth, a copy of the email that I had gotten from Dr. Bruce Fife that, you know, I have some health issues going on, and Kathleen had shared this book with the coconut oil swishing or pulling toxins or whatever, and she had mentioned it, and I gave her a call after our call one morning because I guess everybody on the call knows I have a brain aneurysm. I have a mother who I just saw a couple weeks ago, and the next day she didn't even know I'd been there, and my mother-in-law the very same way. So I'm very concerned about the Alzheimer's, but I was also concerned about my brain aneurysm. So I had written to Dr. Fife, and he wrote back to me about a half an hour later. And one thing he said was, I want to read this to you guys. I would also very highly recommend you read my book, Stop Alzheimer's Now. Although this book focuses on Alzheimer's, following the dietary program in the book will help with all your health concerns you mentioned, as well as protect your brain from Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases, and will help prevent future aneurysms as well as repair some of the damage from past aneurysms. And he said the program involves the oil pulling, so if you get the oil pulling book as well, you will have all the information you need. Okay, well, I'm trying to save a couple of dollars. He recommended I order it from Piccadilly Books, which I didn't do because it was cheaper on Amazon. And every time I go to Amazon, I try to get my cart. It says my cart's empty after I don't know how many times I've put these books in there, so I don't know what's happening there. I've searched everywhere here, locally, health food stores, bookstores. I can't find it, so I'm going to have to get it from Amazon, and I have to work on that today. The other thing about that book that I got pretty excited about is that one of the reviews of this book, in fact, it says right on the cover of his book, the foreword is by Dr. Russell L. Blaylock, M.D., and you know how much we love him. And so I was just reading a little review this morning, and he said millions of cases of neurodegenerative diseases are being diagnosed each year and of great concern. These diseases are increasing in incidence and rapidly moving into younger age groups. That is, younger people, even in their 40s, are developing dementing diseases that were once thought to be limited to the elderly. Dr. Fife outlines a specific battle plan to combat these disorders, one that fits very nicely with what we know of these disorders and is easy to follow. I encourage everyone faced with the possibility of encountering neurodegenerative disease, which now includes most of us, to read this book carefully. It's a treasure trove of invaluable information and practical advice. And one thing that my neurosurgeon did tell me is that there are about 3 million people that are walking around that have brain aneurysms, and they don't know it. So my heart is really on this, and then to find out later that Ruth's son, Matt, also has that. I think we all need to protect our brains. So I've kind of gone nutso on this coconut oil thing because I know that coconut oil has been given a bad rap for many, many years. Now,
there
I think
is.
I can, yes.
What is Dr. Fife's site? Where did he tell the name of his, where did he ask you to buy the book?
Where did he recommend I buy it from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's piccadillybooks.com.
Okay, but that doesn't do him anything, does it? Maybe it doesn't have it.
I've got it at Amazon. I've got it. Both of his, or he's got about 5 books out there now, and they are all available at Amazon. But for some weird reason, every time I put them in my cart, I go there and it's to check out, and it says my cart's empty. I'm just having a difficulty with my. I have to slow down long enough to walk, go back, probably turn off my computer and start all over. What
okay,
is the
and does he have a website?
Who?
Dr. Fife?
If he does, I haven't gotten that far yet. I haven't found it. I just
What is the name of the book? I just missed the title.
The name of the book is Stop Alzheimer's Now.
Okay.
How to Prevent and Reverse Dementia, Parkinson's, ALS, Multiple Sclerosis, and Other Neurodegenerative Disorders by Dr. Bruce Fife, ND.
I've had good success getting the public library. When I can't find a book, to get the public library super researchers, and they find them. And I've had them pull them from Canada. So that's another Scottish way of getting books.
Well, it says that they're available on Amazon. I just think it's a goof-up that I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And Barnes & Noble, the bookstore here, did tell me that they would order it in for me.
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere, they just don't have it on the shelf. And just like you
I'll
said.
I'll try ordering
so thank
today
you
and see
for
how
that.
I do.
Okay. So anyway,
very
thank
well.
You.
I got all of his books through Amazon already. I love the Stop the Alzheimer's Now that Mary Lou's talking about. And to answer Ruth's question, the web page for Dr. Fife is called coconutresearchcenter.org.
Coconut oh, yeah, you're right.
Center.org.
Thanks.
And I'm excitedly about it, as Mary Lou is, and I've totally read the book Stop Alzheimer's Now because I feel I have some situations in that line, too, that need to be addressed.
Would you repeat the website one more time, Monty?
Coconut Research. Dot org.
Oh,
okay.
No, center?
I wrote something before it, and I couldn't figure out what it was. It wasn't supposed to be there.
Coconut Research Center.
Center. Center is the third word before .org.
.org.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. I just put it on. I just sent it out here. On if you're on the WebEx.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Uh-huh.
We really ask you to get on the WebEx if you possibly can this morning because we're going to do a little film here that Mary Lou's got for us.
Okay, now this is another doctor while I'm out there doing this research. I don't think these things happen by accident, that right before my our trip to Washington with severe dementia with both my mother-in-law and my mother, this video comes across my desk. I think it was the night before I left, Ruth. I sent it to you because I put it on my cell phone, and I made sure that the caregivers for both my mom and for my mother-in-law watched it, and they promised me that they would start on this routine. So we're talking about kind of two different things. We're talking about, I think on another day I'll go into more details about my swishing, but I'd like Ruth to show the video again this morning with this other doctor. Let me see, what is her name? Dr. Newport. So let's go ahead and watch that.
Can you see this?
Yep, got it.
By his wife,
good.
Dr. Mary Newport, a physician who runs a neonatology ward at a Tampa, Florida hospital. She became determined to help her husband after he failed the so-called Alzheimer's clock test.
He drew a few little circles and several numbers, just in a very random pattern, didn't really look anything like a clock. And the doctor pulled me aside and she said, he's actually on the verge of severe Alzheimer's at this point. He's beyond moderate. So that was very, very devastating news.
Well, Dr. Newport began learning everything she could about her husband's disease.
It appears to be a type of diabetes of the brain. And it's a process that starts happening at least 10 or 20 years before you start having symptoms. And it's very similar to type 1 or type 2 diabetes in that you develop a problem with insulin.
In this case, insulin problems prevent brain cells from accepting glucose, their primary fuel. Without it, the cells eventually die. But there is an alternative fuel, ketones, which the cells easily accept. Ketones are metabolized in the liver after you eat medium-chain triglycerides, which are found in coconut oil. So Dr. Newport added coconut oil to Steve's diet. Just 2 weeks later, he took the clock test again, and as you can see, demonstrated stunning improvement.
I thought at the time, was it just good luck? Was it a lot of prayer? Was it the coconut oil? And I thought, well, we're going to keep the coconut oil going.
Then 3 weeks later, he took the clock test a third time and continued to get better. And it wasn't just intellectually. He also improved emotionally and physically.
He was not able to run. He was able to run again. He couldn't read for about a year and a half. But after somewhere around 2 or 3 months, he was able to read. Instead of being very sluggish, not talking very much in the morning, he would come out, you know, with energy and talkative and joking, and he could find his water and his utensils.
Dr. Newport documented Steve's success in a book called What If There Was a Cure? She received this stack of thank you letters from other people whose loved one's Alzheimer's was helped after they followed it. And while coconut oil is encouraged, there's actually something much more powerful. A team of biochemists led by Professor Kieran Clark at England's Oxford University have developed a ketone ester that packs a punch 10 times greater than coconut oil.
It reaches quite considerably higher levels, and you can get whatever levels you want depending on how much you drink.
The problem is they need millions of dollars to mass produce it.
Very expensive, and so we can't make very much of it ourselves. And what we would like is funding so that we could actually scale up and make it, but of course there's no real profit in manufacturing stuff like that.
So until a high-potency ketone ester is available to the general public, coconut oil is still a good ketone source. Just make sure it's pure, non-hydrogenated. Avoid any hydrogenated oil, which is the same thing as dangerous trans fat.
Many people avoid coconut oil because they think it's bad for them, but it's actually very healthy.
Dr. Beverly Teeter is a researcher at the University of Maryland who specializes in dietary fats. She says years ago, coconut oil was criticized for raising cholesterol, but scientists have since learned there are two kinds of cholesterol, LDL, the bad kind, and HDL, which is very good for you, and is the kind coconut oil raises.
So they put out the message that it increased serum cholesterol, but the truth of the matter was it was helping the profile of the serum cholesterol. That never has been corrected in the public press. And I think that's the reason people have misconceptions about it.
So not only does coconut oil improve your cholesterol levels, Dr. Teeter says the way it helps the brains of some Alzheimer's patients can be extended to people with Parkinson's disease, ALS, epilepsy, dementia, even schizophrenia and autism. And one more thing, coconut oil is a natural antibiotic that also helps kill viruses like HIV and herpes viruses.
But the coconut oil tends to keep the bacteria down so that if you're assaulted with the virus, your immune system can concentrate on the virus. It doesn't have to concentrate on 27 other bacteria that you may have been exposed to that day.
So consider coconut oil to improve your overall health and perhaps even go so far as to stave off life-threatening diseases.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Lori Johnson, CBN News.
So, anybody have any discussion about that?
Well, I want to know, is it possible for us? I mean, I want to show that to my family.
Yeah.
How can I do that?
Can you send me the link?
I'll send you the link that Mary Lou sent me.
Oh, yes, that would be helpful.
That's what I want because, you know, it's one thing for me to say this. It's another thing for them to listen to somebody that has more authority than Karen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I had it on my little phone, and my dad's eyes got as big as cups when he saw that doctor talk about that. So, and he did go get the coconut oil. He started my mom on the routine right away. Now, I'm hoping that he'll take a little diary. I'm dealing with two elderly people here, but anyway. This thing is also, when you go to that website, you can also get this in the written form, that whole thing that they talked about is also in written form on there. You have to sign up. I think it's free, just sign up. This is a Christian network, and actually the printed out one came from the 700 Club, so I don't believe that we get this information by accident. Another thing that I was reading here, and I don't think they went into this in the video. Anybody have any more questions about that?
Were you going to talk about the swishing? I missed the first 2 minutes of the call, so are you going to talk about that another time? Or
I think I should talk about that another time because I don't want to confuse everybody. This, with the Alzheimer's, they're actually incorporating that in the food.
Uh-huh.
They're
spoonful.
It's 2 tablespoons. And it goes by weight, which, I'll be a little better organized next week. I'm going to cover more of this on my next Wednesday call, okay? But that's what I've asked my dad and my sister-in-law to do, is to make sure that my moms are getting 2 tablespoons in their food a day. That is what Dr. Newport did with her husband.
Okay.
She also says that in addition to adding coconut oil to their daily diet, we adhere to a whole food diet, avoid processed foods, reduce carbohydrate intake overall. We eat fish several times a week, poultry, and occasionally beef. Fresh or frozen foods, and we reduce the carbohydrate intake overall. Oh, I already read that part. Okay, fresh frozen fruits and vegetables. Whole grain bread, rice or pasta. Relatively small amounts of those things, of the grains. Eggs. Whole dairy, goat milk cheese, coconut oil, and coconut milk. And if they're going to have lunch meats, we eat all natural brands that have no artificial color or preservatives. We buy organic, cage-free, or range-free whenever possible. They do have an occasional treat, but overall we stick to the program.
Well, so they don't eat raw, they don't eat salads?
Oh, yeah, they do. Lots of fresh, frozen fruits and vegetables, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Where are you reading from, Mary Lou?
Well, this is if you go to the website. This is Dr. Newport. This is beyond the video. They have the printed out transcript of that video, but then she goes on to talk about the other things that that they do along with Steve, with her husband.
Okay, and this is a different website. This is a Dr. Newport website. This is not the coconut.
This is the Dr. Newport, the video we just watched.
Right. Okay. And do you you want to give us that website?
That's the one Ruth's going to send out.
Oh, okay. Ruth will send that. Okay.
I only have a link. I don't have a website.
Okay. Well, that's what we need to send them. Is the link, and then
the link will have the website on the top of it.
Well, underneath the video, it says I think underneath the video it says to click here for a transcript or a written thing about this.
Okay.
And so you can just download it and print
okay.
it. But they, but in order to do that, I had to put in my name and my email address.
Right.
You know, be, so that I'm
on their list.
Yep. So I'm on their
okay,
list.
Good. Okay.
Great.
Now
some people think yes. Uh huh.
Oh, this is Nancy. A couple of weeks ago, Fred sent me one entitled "How a Doctor Reversed Alzheimer's Disease in 37 Days." So I'm not sure where he got this, and I haven't really gone on it to look, but they have all the medium-chain triglycerides, different, like it's Smart Basics, oil, and different things. So maybe I'll cover some of that tomorrow after I look at these videos and things.
Okay. So we can have a we can have an Alzheimer's file in our,
on our,
right,
whatever.
And this may be the same doctor. I'm not sure. It doesn't, I haven't gotten into it far enough.
I'll see if I can get some simple little neuropsych testing. Drawing a clock, okay, that's a standard, but that's a later problem. I mean, that's an assessment tool for someone farther down in Alzheimer's. But it's not possible for them to draw a clock, and it disintegrates. I do know another thing that, let's see, my friends called it the bottom of their feet get curved, and so they start to lose their balance. Okay, that's a very early sign of brain response to poor absorption of sugar. That I do know. But there are there's a standard Alzheimer's testing, early testing, and it's anybody can do it. You don't have to have a PhD in psychology to do it. You know, I'll see if I can put my hands on that, and then you
okay.
can track
and
your
who
progress.
Is this?
Joan.
And who is, oh, hi, Joan.
Who
Where
is
are you
this?
From? This is Mary Lou Reardon.
Oh, Mary Lou. I've been on the call, off and on, Washington.
Oh,
State
okay.
Washington, Stillicum.
Oh, okay. Good.
In the book, Alzheimer's, Stop Alzheimer's Now, there are tests that,
there you
for,
go.
A mental stress test for, dementia, Alzheimer's, there's the drawing test. There's a test there for Parkinson's.
There you go.
The book is basically just much asking questions. And so there's a whole lot of information in regards to this book that Mary Lou's been talking about.
So that's a good source. I would use that source. That's great.
It also has a complete battle for Alzheimer's with what people, how they should start the program if they have people that have dementia. It also talks about epilepsy, a lot of things that were mentioned in the program, in the video. And so there's a lot of, probably the questions or their answers are right here in the book.
The other thing is, she says don't take, using coconut oil capsules is not an efficient way to give the oil since the capsules are relatively expensive and they contain only 1 gram of oil per capsule, whereas the oil is 14 grams per tablespoon. So that would be a much better way of taking it and just either, you know, cook with it, put it in the food. And
you probably wouldn't want to cook with it because that breaks down oils. I mean, if you know, unless she says so.
Yeah, she says that is a good oil to cook with, and so does Dr. Bruce Fife. They both say that is actually the oil we should be cooking with.
Because
this is
it has
Kathleen.
The highest.
I've been cooking with it for a couple of years. I used to use olive oil, and coconut oil will go a higher heat, and it's actually a little better.
Oh.
Yeah.
But non-hydrogenated.
That's absolutely right. You don't want
yes.
any hydrogenated of any
yeah.
kind.
I don't do oil. The only oil I do is flax, but that's okay. I'll check this out.
Avoid any hydrogenated oil, including hydrogenated coconut oil, because hydrogenated oils are the same thing as dangerous trans fats.
Right.
Look on the list of ingredients for the word hydrogenated and then avoid it.
Yeah.
So
So Mary Lou, are there any NECAM products that can help with these problems as well?
Yes, I would definitely recommend our DHA, help me with this, our omegas with DHA. Because she says that in addition to the coconut oil, they take a combination of fish oil, cod liver oil, with that are rich in vitamins A and D. And it says that people with Alzheimer's disease as a group are deficient in DHA and omega-3 fatty acids. So DHA is a large component of the brain and is crucial to its normal functioning. So I definitely recommend that we all be getting our omegas, our DHA, with DHA.
And water?
Lots of water.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Please.
I remember years ago being told, I don't know if any of you remember Dr. Peterson, but he told me, that's when my mom was first starting to get forgetful, and he said that just a 3% dehydration starts killing brain cells.
Yep.
And, you know, when Ruth, you know, does the water demo, that water presentation, she had that chart on there that showed the different things that start going wrong. You know, you might be a little bit thirsty or whatever, but, you know, 3%, you barely even would notice that you were 3% dehydrated, but that's when brain cells are starting to die off.
When we were looking at the brain after Matt was in the hospital, and we showed some brain pictures of brains that were dehydrated, and they looked like they were just kind of wrinkling up, you know, they just sort of deflating in spots.
Yep.
Kind of scary.
Yep.
No wonder you get a headache. And then our mental clarity. I think mental clarity makes a big difference.
Yes, it absolutely does. It says, how about children? This was on the blog, Dr. Mary Newport, this doctor that we just watched her video. She had answered, you know, some things there, and I haven't been able to read it all. But what about children with Down syndrome and some children with autism show decreased glucose uptake in parts of the brain? So a reasonable amount to give a child would be about a quarter teaspoon of coconut oil for every 10 pounds that child weighs. And it says some children like the taste of coconut milk. 1.5 to 2 teaspoons per 10 pounds weight can be added to the diet 2 or 3 times a day. And that coconut milk, you're not getting as much of the, you know, as much of the grams of fat. So and then also Dr. Bruce Fife also has some, you know, some recipes in his book. I can't remember which book that was. Monty, do you have anything more to add since you have gone out and already, you've already gotten the book that I'm so excited to get? It's going to be worth my money when I finally get it.
No, not much. You pretty much covered everything. It's just a nice thing about the book is it really breaks everything down on why things happening and what you should be doing for certain situations. And I guess he not only talks, like I just said earlier, not only talks about Alzheimer's, that's the main course of, that's the main function of the book, but, you know, things like epilepsy and different diseases that basically coconut oil can really do. It's more of a high-fat, low-carb type situation, but you'd be even multiple sclerosis and other neurogenetic diseases that we have, and but the book is absolutely amazing. It's got recipes in it, like you just said. I've been eating them, and I'm very pleased. And the reason is because they certainly, definitely go coordinate a lot with the block charts in regards to the amount of protein and carbohydrates. Like I say, it is a high-fat, low-carbohydrate type situation, and depending upon your case of dementia or whatever, that there are certain formulas that he recommends that how you things you should be doing more so than just it's basically pretty much increasing the coconut oil from one time a day to basically three times a day. And but the book is absolutely amazing.
Is that a Bruce Feist book?
Yeah,
yes,
by Dr.
Stop
Bruce.
Alzheimer's Now. Yeah.
Go ahead,
Monty.
Yeah, it's by Dr. Bruce Feist. And like Mary Lou said, the thing that when I got the book and Mary Lou had talked about, the foreword is by Russell Blaylock, and we know how, and you mentioned that already, but that's another thing that just again verifies that he certainly believes in what Dr. Feist is doing and the theory behind the book. So, but it's like
what's the title of this book?
It's a book that I think everybody should have.
Stop Alzheimer's Now is the title of the book by Bruce Feist.
Okay, I have about five of Bruce's books, but this has to be a new one. They're all wonderful.
This is the newest one that he's got out. It was made, I think it's something in, I think the year is, I'll check real quick here, I think it was November 11, 2011 is when the book was...
That's my birthday.
Published.
Oh, wonderful.
What? He brought that book was published on my birthday?
Let's go ahead and we'll say that, okay? It says,
oh, my gosh.
2011, Bruce Feist.
Okay.
And I also ordered up because I know Mary Lou's doing the oil swishing. I was going to ask her a lot of questions this today about it, but she's going to bring that up in a different subject. But
I would like to devote next Wednesday's call entirely to the coconut swishing that I'm doing.
Okay. Jeremy, can I ask you just one question, though, about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It has to do with brand of coconut oil that you're using?
Well, the one that I'm using, and because it was easiest for me to get, and I trust Trader Joe's so much, is I just went in there and I got their brand of coconut oil. My dad had a fit. A pint bottle was like $5.99, but you know what? It's not, my brain is worth it. And so it's Trader Joe's organic virgin coconut oil. And by the way, I'm in Arizona, you guys, and so I just looked in here, and mine is, you can see through it. It is perfectly clear and liquid. But if you look in a colder area, you might have to put it in a little cup and set it in hot water, and you know, or you could even put it on the stove. I would not microwave. It would kill any good stuff in there. I wouldn't microwave it.
Yeah, it liquefies at 76 degrees Fahrenheit. Otherwise, it stays more. And like that's exactly the one that I went and got too. Is from Trader Joe's. It comes from the Philippine Islands is where it comes from. And it sort of does say organic on it, and it's virgin. The other one, I was wondering if anybody had, I'm going to check Vitacost, too. I heard they had
I have gotten one from Vitacost before, but the one I like the best is from Bashan Island, and it's Now, N-O-W, virgin coconut oil, certified organic, and it has a sunshine coming up over the mountains or something, and several of them that I've gotten, it just, when you open the jar and have a little sniff, you just want to have some, eat it right now. It's just so
Where do you get that? Where do you get that?
I get it at Thriftway.
I get it at
on Vashon.
Hey, Ruth, all of this information that you guys have, is it possible for you to email it to us all? Because I can't write fast, and I want this.
I have been writing notes, Karen, and I can add this to it. I can send it to you. I can copy it. I can send it very easily. I've been writing on
we might
my,
do a slide. That might
iPad.
Be a good slide, too, Ruth.
Hey,
a good slide.
That email that you sent
okay,
out.
We could make one by next week. This coconut is, of course, certified organic. It's made in the USA. And you can get it from Now Foods, www.nowfoods.com. But you know, I don't know if you can get it for less there. Maybe.
Yeah,
I did
Joe's,
not find it on Vitacost.
Yeah, Trader Joe's is pretty much says the coconut comes from the Philippine Islands, but it is made here in the United States.
A lot of it comes from the Philippines, and I like Nutiva, N-U-T-I-V-A.
That is one I have heard very good reports on. I'm glad you brought that up, Kathleen. I couldn't remember the name of it.
N-U-T-I-V-A.
I think that's the one Roger Drummer talks about.
Yeah.
I use that one, and when you look on Vitacom, it has a complete five-star rating, and their prices, let's see, the 15-ounce is $8.71, the 54-ounce is
$24.41. Nancy, is that one kind of solid when you get it?
It is.
In a bigger container. I didn't like it as well as this now one.
Oh, okay, I'll have to try that. But
is the now one a liquid?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Depends
well,
on the temperature.
Yeah, if it gets above 76 degrees, yeah.
It'll liquefy in your mouth. I just take a couple tablespoons, take a tablespoon in there to swish, and it'll warm up in my mouth pretty quick.
Also, if people don't like the taste of coconut oil, Dr. Fife in this book talks about different things you can put in the coconut oil like, for instance, one of them that I remember right off the top of my head had to do with a drop of lemon juice. You could put it in with the coconut oil if you don't like swishing coconut oil because of the taste or whatever. So there's a lot of information in this book, folks. And I'm sure the one that Kathleen's got, the one on oil pulling, which is will be delivered here to my home today, has a lot of that information, too.
Well, I've got about four of them, and then there's one that's cooking with coconut flour by Bruce Spice. It's a low-carb, gluten-free alternative to wheat. They're just fabulous books. All of them.
Okay. Now, one more thing. We've been talking about all the different kinds of coconut oil, and I love coconuts. So, and one thing I did read in one of these articles is that, you know, you may want to have a couple of different kinds because somebody might love their chicken cooked in, coconut oil, that nummy, nummy flavor, but they may not like it in their green beans or vice versa. So, you know, you can also get some that are not quite so strong. But I'm with Ruth. I love coconut. My daughter-in-law cannot stand coconuts. You can't come near her with coconut. So.
I made a fish and with coconut oil. Cooked it in coconut oil, and I rolled it in a little bit of coconut and put lemon on it also. Everybody loved it.
Oh, yum. That sounds wonderful.
Thank you. I won't have cardboard fish anymore.
Ruth, can you send out that information? Will you also include in it the name of that gum that you talked about yesterday?
Okay.
I got that coming. That was easy to order, but for some reason I can't get the book. Monty, did you get the book from Amazon?
For which? What book?
Stop Alzheimer's Now?
No.
Oh, yeah, I got it, and it was here in 2 days.
Okay.
Well, actually 3 days.
Monty,
okay.
But I ordered on a Friday, and it didn't get here till Tuesday, so
okay.
They're there.
Monty.
Also, we ordered up, went on to Vitacost and ordered up the Spirai.
Yeah, I did too.
Monty, what's the name of the oil pulling book?
It's just called Oil Pulling Therapy. I think, Kathleen, isn't that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's it by?
Dr. Bruce Fife.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You go to Amazon and you just put in where it says search, just put Bruce Fife. It'll pull up all of his books that he has ever written, and they're available there. So you can, and like I say, like Kathleen says, there's all different, there's about four or five for sure I know of that he has done. And he also believes pretty much in the red palm oil also.
Yeah, and they have lots of recipes and advice for all kinds of things.
Yeah, he's got a cookbook and everything else. But I really enjoy the recipes that's in Stop Alzheimer's Now. They kind of remind me of the way that I used to eat in regards when we were doing the block chart.
Balance?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good.
No, it's got to remember this. it's a higher fat than what normally the block chart calls for, but the main reason is because, and like Dr. Ford or whoever it was or somebody talked about it, has about the antibacterial effect that coconut oil has and things. So there's a lot of other benefits to coconut oil other than just stopping diseases.
It's antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal, and it is broken down in a different place in the body, and I can't tell you for sure what it is right now, but some things go through your liver and other things bypass it, and it's just taken care of in an easier way. And the coconut oil is really taken care of in an easier way in the body.
So are you saying that will not affect the gallbladder?
I'm not saying that because I'm, you know, I can't really put the truth out right now. But I know
find out about that, Karen.
Broken down easier in a better way. And it clears out your veins, and it just does all kinds of good things.
Sounds too good to be true.
Yes, it's fascinating to just pick it up and read.
Well, when you start
this little film, I think is real. I'll send this out to all of the people on my list.
Great.
And then you'll have this information that I have typed up here this morning too.
I think it would be good if everyone would pick one up. Maybe somebody could that has the book Stop Alzheimer's Now could pick out a neuropsych, a simply administered neuropsych assessment of brain functioning that this oil addresses, and if everyone would just track that. You know how you track your temperature or your pH level or whatever, would track that and see and actually get some kind of hard data for, you know, the effect on our body. I can't tell you how important I really think it is to get to know your body in a quantitative way. And that gives you confidence and encouragement to take nutritional supplements because you have the hard data.
Yeah.
And I'll see if I can get that book. I'm probably going to try to get it through the library because I, like other people, you know,
I like to mark them up. I don't think they'd like me doing that in the library.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, you guys, the call time is way, way over time. I really appreciate all of you being on here and everybody speaking up and makes, I think, an exciting call. I learned from all of you. And so tomorrow we will be here again, same time. And Nancy, I believe you're going to be doing the call tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
Good evening.
Okay, great. And
Mary
then, yes?
I want you to know that I missed you big time. You may not go again and be gone forever and ever.
We're going to thank you, Karen. Oh, that was very sweet, Karen. I missed
you. We will attach you to a phone somehow.
Well, it was just kind of nice knowing that if I wanted to sleep till 7:30, I could. So I didn't get to visit my kids till they got off work at night, and so sometimes I was up later, and that's another thing. Boy, oh boy, people that have jobs, you know, they've got pretty strict schedules. So I forgot how that was so demanding on your life. So another good reason to be doing NECAN full time.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys.
So I didn't call. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Thank you. Talk to everybody later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Good info, Mary Lou. Thank you.
Thank you, Monty. Bye-bye.